during the campaign, it seemed to you that Clinton and Trump were maybe not equivalent, but they were close enough together that you thought we might as well see what a Trump presidency might bring. Has your perspective or your outlook changed on that at all?
No, not really. I mean, I clearly accept that that's a bit of a privileged position for me to be able to say that, you know, because I'm not in an economic situation in which I'd be, you know, directly harmed by a repeal of Obamacare, for example, you know, or many other policies that Trump could push, you know. Protests are definitely there, you know, and people are definitely inspired to take action. But I think real action is going to come once he starts, you know, deregulating Wall Street, once he repeals Obamacare. In the moment in which the prices of produce, for example, start raising, you know, because of all the deportations, if there is a legitimate, you know, deportation force, that's when people will come out and truly seek alternatives and seek action.
How do you think that coming of age during the Trump presidency will affect the political outlook of people in your generation?
Well, hopefully it'll radicalize many people. That's what I'm definitely looking forward to. People who look at the Trump presidency and think, wow, how could we have avoided this? And they look at the past 8 years under Obama and they see that, you know, all these neoliberal policies have not really worked for ordinary working people. And so evidently, when a strong man, when a populist comes and promises them everything, you know, it's very easy for, you know, when our system can't provide for the majority, you always have these backlashes, you know.
What are you feeling optimistic about and what are you feeling pessimistic about at this current moment?
Pessimistic, definitely environmental regulations. I think that's something that's very scary, you know, because sure, his presidency might only be 4 years, but we're already way behind when it comes to putting an end to climate change. I mean, pessimistic ideas, I can go on for hours, you know, about Trump, but
I'm hoping you can give me a little bit of insight about what you and your friends and your peers are talking about when you look at, you know, the way people are discussing politics in Miami or on TV around the country. What are your conversations like?
Well, I mean, that's a funny question because I don't really have many friends that are interested in politics. You know, at this age is when you start to realize that, you know, policy has an influence in your life. And this is the moment in which people should be caring, you know, and should be taking the initiative to study, you know, to read a bit. But it's mostly just the superficial aspect of politics that people care about, you know, the scandals, the corruption, you know, things like Trump saying a curse word, you know, or Richard Spencer, the alt-right guy getting punched in the face, you know, a lot of people sharing that, even though they maybe have never heard him speak. You know, they just see Nazi gets punched and they share it.